Welcome to Geeks of the North, a hobby and gaming podcast in the Dolph of Angus. We're here to paint some miniatures and talk about the hobby, so why don't you sit back, relax, grab a paintbrush, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Geeks of the North. As always, I am your host, Paul Filio, here with the one and only Antoine Bergeron.
Hello!
We're going to bring you another hour of excitement, or at least an hour of less boredom? Question mark?
That's probably better.
Yeah.
Let's aim low.
Aim low, exactly, right? So if we surprise them with actual content, then, you know, hurrah! All right. How's it going this week, Antoine?
Pretty good. Slow on the hobby side, but good.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've worked on anything since the last time we recorded. So I understand. And even last time we recorded, I didn't have anything going when we started the recording. I grabbed something during the recording and started working on it, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Slow week.
Yeah, well, slow hobby week.
Yeah, too much other stuff.
Yeah, happening. Exactly. Yeah, I'm tired of you, real life.
Same thing here.
Stop with all your shenanigans.
Yeah. Work, life, family, everything but hobby is happening.
Well, if you got kids, it's Halloween week.
Yeah.
That's always a thing, because kids want to do stuff on Halloween. Plus, it's my wife's birthday, so it's like a double whammy. There is no escape from activity on Wednesday the 31st. But, yeah. So, busy. I am currently working on a Guild Ball model.
No surprise.
Yeah, well, not lately, anyway. To be honest, I would be working on my my kill team, except I can't decide where I want to go with them. So that model I was working on last week, I've got them all base coated. I've got they're Imperial Fists, so they're yellow, and I've got everything else kind of color blocked. The yellow is pretty much done, but I have to decide now how dirty I want to make that yellow. If I want to make it kind of battle damaged and rugged. And
okay, you don't want to change chapter. You're just not sure of the details.
Yeah, how deep I want to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, it's only a handful of models, so you could go pretty deep into the detail and how much you want to push them.
So, my problem with 40K is that it's not a lot of models, but they're all identical. I should say my problem with Kill Team. 40K has the advantage where you can paint a unit of guys and you could, in theory, switch codices, and as long as you're on the same faction, you could have a real ragtag army.
Well, you have regular Marine, Primaris Marines, and Skullface Primaris, so that's three choices there.
Oh, yes. There's a real difference there in the... Jeez, Antoine.
Mine's... the Skitteries are Skitteries with a hood or without a hood.
Yeah, that's right. No Electro Priests for you, or...
Nope. No Tread Guys, or...
Nope. Oh, man. Can you imagine if you could take the Tread Guys and Kill Team? How broken that would be?
Well, you can take Primaris. Sure, they don't have the as heavy weapons as the Tread Guys, but you can take the heavy weapons in other squads, too, so... No, like, Dead Guards with a special weapon is pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, but those Johnny Fives, I mean...
Yeah, they're even stronger, for sure. But, like, there's a...
Yeah, moving and firing heavy weapons.
Lictors and Tyranid Warriors. Those are pretty big and scary, too.
Yeah, but Yom's a jerk.
Well, no, but that's the...
I know, I'm just kidding.
That's a Tyranid list.
Yeah, for sure. And it's probably the only time you'll ever see Lictors played, unless things have changed, then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm speaking from previous editions and talking out of my butthole here. But it used to be we never ever saw Lictors.
No.
Not since, like, third edition. Wait, showing my age there.
I don't think it changed, really.
I seem to recall they were okay in third. I may be mistaken on that. I'm sure someone will correct me.
Because on the internet, you can always kill people. And listener feedbacks. It's been commented that we might have been a bit heavy on the Guild Ball content and chatter. In the last two episodes. Which we commented during the episode. So.
I promise I won't talk about Guild Ball, because I'm saying I'm working on a model.
We know it was a bit much.
You have to forgive us. New edition came out. We were excited. We're over it now.
Not really. But we can keep that for the other show.
Exactly. Exactly. So is that comment from Steve complaining that we had no content for the show because we did well in this show?
That would have been good. No, it wasn't from Steve. I think he did comment on it, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. What are we going to talk about? Well, it's the only game we're playing right now. I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Yeah, on my side, I'm working on the same model as last week. It was Ostrich and the Ogre for Relic Knight. And after the recording, I put it aside for to work on a commission. So that commission piece is done. So I'm back to the Ogre.
Nice. I want to get my my Relic Knights out this week, hopefully, and finish up what I had in progress.
I'm quite eager for your team tournament to be done so that we can switch games on the Friday night and play some Relic Knights instead of just playing Guild Balls every time. Not that I don't like Guild Ball, but I like
it. I know, but yeah. For you, variety is the spice of life. I know.
Yep.
That's okay. All the playing at Guild Ball doesn't seem to be helping my game any, so.
Are you still trying to make... No Guild Ball talk.
Content
for the other show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working on him. Finished the Metallic last night. Hopefully... No, finished the Gold last night. NMM Gold. And doing the silver parts tonight. So it's mostly rivets. It should go fast. And I'm not doing a crazy realistic NMM. It's anime flashy NMM. So fast and easy.
I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Fast and easy. Yeah, no. I'm good. I'm just going to diligently work on my model here.
Yep.
See, I do have restraint. Because I still haven't lived down the jerk machine comment from a few episodes back, so I'm going to keep that under wraps.
So, you've not been upgrading much. Have you played this week?
Yeah, I played some Guild Ball. Keep moving along.
And you've not painted anything? Like you mentioned, that's your first time touching a brush?
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of kind of research into color schemes and trying to figure out what color I want to paint, because they're blacksmiths and they're wearing kind of a stylized half plate, I guess you could say. And I was unsure as to how I wanted to paint it. It's a challenging thing to paint, just because it's not clearly defined. So like you're looking at stuff and you don't really know what you're looking at, like. Is that a separation between armor plate? Is it just a weird divot in the armor plate? I don't know. It makes it less than ideal for painting purposes.
Yeah.
And, not to say there's anything wrong with the design. I'll just say it wouldn't have been my choice to do it this way, to design the models this way.
They're a challenge.
Well, I'm sure some people would argue they're not. I did debate on just giving them a shot of the old metallic primer and working around it like that. But since the rest of my Guild Ball stuff is all done in a kind of cartoony NMM, done badly, I might add, I didn't want to go true metallics.
Mm, so that it doesn't clash.
I mean, not that it really matters since they're separate teams.
Yeah.
But, they will be in the same display in my house and stuff. Just want to try to preserve the look, if that makes sense.
It does. On my part, there was no gaming again. It's 2 weeks in a row. But it was productive hobby-wise. Not in number, but the piece I started, it was a plane, I think Zero, a Japanese aircraft from World War II, for 3D Wargaming, which is a local 3D designer. So he's going to run... He did a couple, I think, Kickstarter. One or two.
I only know of one.
Yeah, it's probably just one. But he did a Kickstarter for historical tanks. and some sci-fi model, but mostly the historical part. And I painted the sample for him. And Paul did some filming for 3D printing for him too.
Yeah, I did some time-lapse videos. Yeah.
Yeah. So this time he's doing 28-millimeter scale historical planes, other World War II stuff. And so I finished the zero since the last recording. So I will move to the next plane after tonight. No airbrushing while we're recording. And it let me have a break from the 3D printed lines.
Yeah, that's the only problem with 3D printing, right? If you're doing FDM, you know, filament based stuff,
and
it's
I must his be designs honest, are not, oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So his designs are well done because they're made with that in mind. That gray is not as gray as I thought. Did I grab the wrong color? Sorry, I'm really confused because something isn't adding up. Yeah, his designs are well made so that the print doesn't interfere too much with trying to paint.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, there's just limitations, right, to an FDM printer, what it can do.
Yeah, but I think they make great play model, but if you want to push the painting, they're not the model to use for that.
Yeah, well, maybe if it was printed in resin.
Yeah, the same file, but in resin. I don't fold the design, I fold the material.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure in resin it would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Like they're really well made. If I remember, he's doing everything so that they don't need support.
Yeah, that's correct. I've actually done a few prints of the new models. I will be doing another time-lapse video for this Kickstarter. They print without supports.
Which make it easier and less cleanup, so...
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
They are exceptionally well designed. I won't fault them for that.
It was fun to do, but what I had the most fun when I painted the things was the weathering. And there's less weathering to be made on the plane. So
yeah. And you gotta be careful with planes too, because too much weathering just makes them look really weird.
Yep. So I went light. But that was the fun part last time.
Yeah. I follow a scale model group on Facebook. And I know people complain about miniature gaming groups being toxic.
Okay.
But nothing on this, I'll tell you. Yeah, man. I will never post in one of these groups. But they're fun to read because, you know, there's
good content. You
know, techniques and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Techniques are good cross-platform in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I don't see myself posting one of the minis I did, the historical minis I did, on any group like that, because I painted them with a Wargamer, sci-fi, fantasy gamer.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Rivet counters.
I'm sure they would be totally ripped apart.
Yeah. It's really tough because these people are like so hardcore, and they complain about, you know, people coloring panel lines and stuff, and how dark they make them, and where they place their weathering, and it's everything is so like super detail oriented. I get that they're trying to do the historical reproduction thing, so details are important. But you know, sweet Jeebus, live a little.
Well, it's a different view of the hobby.
Well, it's not a hobby. That's the thing. It's more than a hobby to them, right? And I'm not saying that view is wrong. I don't mean to imply that they're wrong and my way of doing it is right. It's just, it's very, very intimidating to go into that space with anything less than, you know, the perfect historical reproduction.
Mm. Yep. Hence why I won't post my plan. Or things. I paint them for that they look good. For the weathering. I haven't looked at which battlefield those things were used on and if the dirt was the correct color.
Like, yeah.
I put dirt that fitted visually so that it was there was contrast.
Yeah, it fit the color scheme, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the type of stuff they'll get you on, right? It's
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm not painting them for historical accuracy. I was painting them for just to show the model. So, yep. not the same target.
No, not at all. No.
Same miniature, different target.
It's not about right or wrong. It's just about, you know, what you're going for.
Yep.
You know what? I think it's going to be dry brushing on these guys.
Oh, yeah. Simple.
Well, no. It's because... So, these models, the way their armor is designed, it's like... I can't think of another term except for, like, modeled. Like, it's all... It's textured kind of like a steel drum, you know, so it's all kinds of little, like, pockmarks in it.
Yeah.
And how the heck do you paint that without making it look like you painted it, right?
you would need to put hours and hours on it.
You know, and that's okay. I just don't want to do that. So I think it's going to be lots of dry brushing, carefully done, you know, going lighter and lighter towards the top, and then a wash to bring it all together, maybe a blue or a glaze of like a blue and a gray. Because I kind of wanted the blue steel look.
Mm-hmm.
No Zoolander reference intended. And I don't know. I don't know if I want to get it here. But painting this model is not making a...
You look forward to the other 12.
Yeah. Poor life choices may have been made.
Just paint them faster, simpler, and dry brushing work, and it's fast, so why not?
Well, I always paint fast and simple. I mean, that's kind of like my raison d'être, right?
But you can go faster and simpler. You're no longer just fast and simple. Your minis, your paint job, your choice.
Yeah. We're all about choice here on Geeks of the North. We're pro-choice.
And we'll get dinged again. So one of the only comments we have on iTunes, we don't have much, but one from the US that was made with a 1-star review, and Wargaming Podcast shouldn't be political. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember where we did a serious political comment on this show, and especially when it was not a Canadian one.
I don't know, did we knock the president south of the border or something? I mean, it's possible.
Maybe, but even then, that might have happened.
I mean, us and the rest of the world, right? Like,
yeah.
I guess twice now. But yeah. It's not exactly the main focus of the podcast, right?
No, not at all. So I was surprised when I saw that review of the show.
Well, you know me and my great interest in politics. It's renowned, really.
Yes, so especially with how much we really don't, not that we don't care, or maybe we don't care, but it's not something that comes in regular discussion for us.
Oh, we have our deep political discussions.
Oh, yeah, the deep politic Facebook group.
Yeah, well.
Sure. So I was surprised because I just can't remember when we could have talked about
that. We must have made a joke or something.
Maybe, but like you cut the one episode where we made that joke.
It happens, right? He's
not sure. Smile about.
The fact that that's our only comment makes me laugh. And I will say, I'm not trying to defend anything that we may or may not have said. I don't know.
We don't even know what we said. So.
Well, exactly. Nor do I really care. I say a lot of things. It's kind of who I am. But most of the wargaming people I follow online, or that I'm friends with, I should say, are extremely political.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the point where it's like, you don't like my politics, you can stop being my friend. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. But that's not the case for us.
Yeah. Oh, God. If I was that type of political person, Yom and I wouldn't be friends.
Nope.
We have very different political views. I respect his. It's his choice. Yes, Yom, I said I respected something you did. I know you'll listen to this eventually. Try not to fall out of your chair at work when you hear that.
Or take a dish. You usually listen in the car, so.
Yeah. I like to think I'm fairly accepting. You know, I may razz you a lot, but whatever. Teach your own. Someone didn't like the podcast. You know, we'll survive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was just surprised. And by the way, guys, you can leave a comment or a rating and offset that one star if you want. Or add to it, we might have been too political again. So, your choice.
I may have said something offensive.
Yeah. But
I have been broadcasting for 10 minutes. It could have happened by now.
Any more comment would be welcome.
Yep.
Even if it's negative.
We'll still love you.
Just try to be constructive if you are negative.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't complain about our audio quality, because I will hate you. Because we're like the only podcast with consistent audio quality that I listen to. Consistently decent audio quality. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Because I listen to a lot of gaming podcasts, and I don't know. I would assume most gamers are computer geeky people, because that seems to be a logical assumption. But if that's the case, they haven't quite figured out how to use Audacity, or editing. I was gonna say editing is too much of a chore, but let's be honest, I edit the shows in like 15 minutes. So, I'm not spending a ton of time editing. I just run some filters to clean up any background noise and try to minimize the mess. There's no reason anyone else can't do that.
But you went through the boot camp of the RE shows with Yom and Steve, where we were the four in the same room, the single track.
Yes.
So,
I still have nightmares.
You had a rough training, but I can't inductive, conclusive one? Not sure of the right word, but you came out far better in the editor than you ever thought you would be, I assume.
No, I suppose that's true. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. You know, I'm going to say something. This is actually miniature related, by the way. I understand the push to go like board game plastic miniatures in games like Guild Ball did. But sweet Jesus, is it hard to do anything with these things sometimes? The details are so like shallow. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the model's ugly, because I don't think the model is ugly. It's certainly stylized, but I wouldn't call it ugly. But it makes it hyper challenging to do anything really really nice. You know, unless you're, you know, yes, again, if you're Angel or something, you're painting for Steamforge, yeah, okay, you can make it look great. That's fantastic. I am not Angel. my talents and techniques are far more limited. And the basic paint and wash, I don't think would work very well with these guys.
I haven't painted one of the plastic yet. I have the kickoff box, but they are not my fashions. They're mostly there for demo purpose. They're going to stay yellow and blue.
I think...
I'll get the Navigator eventually. And those will be my first foray into painting the plastic.
Well,
I'm half afraid.
I've seen some really nice paint jobs on the farmers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Chris, local guy, did a commission job for... I'll call him Little Antoine on here again. And it was super well done. I really liked the style he went for. In fact, I'm a little jealous. I actually thought about commissioning him myself.
No, more than ever, while trying to work on the desk.
Well, I kind of like where I'm going with this. Right now it looks awfully rough, but I think with some glazes to kind of smooth it all out, it'll look okay. I think I got the right idea here. You know, as I... work delicately on the model with my size 8 paintbrush. Once again, thank you, James Wapple. You're an inspiration. anyone doesn't know who that is, go look him up. He's got a Patreon. Super cool guy. Does some amazing work. Does it really fast. That's kind of his mantra. And he lives off of the volume of miniatures he produces. He puts stuff up on eBay every single day. He is the true machine.
He paints so much.
Oh, yeah. And he's always experimenting. It's fascinating, right? He's like a savant.
Yeah, and he's not stuck in one method.
Nope. And his style is always evolving. And I'm fortunate enough to call him friend, so... Actually, that was thanks to Antoine. Because Antoine introduced me to James. And if you hadn't done that, I don't know if I would have approached him that time at the ReaperCon and sat down with him and spent all that time talking with him.
Oh, yeah. Because I talked to him at Gen Con.
Yeah, you brought me to the table. He was at the WoW's Excess table. And you brought me to it, and you introduced me. And he kind of vaguely remembered me when I saw him at ReaperCon. And since I was super out of place, he kind of took me under his wing. We sat down. We talked a lot. Had a great weekend. And we've been buddies ever since. And while I'm sure his style doesn't appeal to everybody, I think it's got its merits, you know?
For sure.
So, where were we originally going with this? I have no idea.
We're weeks and what we're painting and what... what happened?
Wow. Are we like 45 minutes in now?
No, just 30.
Okay.
Anything else we wanted to mention? Speaking of events and stuff that we meet people at, we are going to Adepticon next year.
Yep. And yep. This is your first time.
Is not a big news for you. You've went two or three times?
Three or four times, yeah.
Okay. But it will be my first.
Yep. Looking forward to showing you around, getting you some Portillos, getting you some Giordanos. Oh, yeah, you can play some miniature games too while you're there. That's
right. I'm all up for food. I'm all in for food, too.
We didn't get to be the way we are by accident, man.
I don't know what you mean.
Sweet, sweet cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I keep hitting my mic. Sorry if that's coming through. I'm assuming it's coming through. Yeah, Adepticon's a really neat show. Knowing a lot of people there makes it fun, because I only get to see these people at Adepticon, right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like going to when it was TempleCon and now CaptainCon, because it's the only con I was already doing. But I was able to see people there every year that I didn't see anywhere else. I don't travel enough. And so we at least can meet at gaming events. I've made friends that way, like you did with James. And it's always fun to see them again.
It's how we met Seppi.
Yep. It's how we met a bunch of people.
Sam, right?
Yeah. Sam Segi. Sam, Kevin, Ross... Just to name a few.
Ross Thompson, Kevin Clark. The dynamic duo. Yeah, no, cons are an important part of gaming, I think.
Or can be, depending on what people are looking for.
Yeah, I should clarify that. I don't, obviously you can game without going to cons. That's not what I'm saying. You need to go to cons to be a gamer.
You're not silly just like that, no?
No, we've got one Yom on the show. And we don't need to.
So you were good earlier, so you needed a jab. Now it's done.
Speaking of which, we should have him on soon.
Yes. With the quicker shows now, weekly shows, we didn't have the other guys on yet, so.
Well, Steve's on the other show, so it's a bit different for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit easier. Or I should say he feels a bit less left out, probably.
Yeah.
Poor Yoam was a main cast member, and he has not been on the new cast at all, so we should rectify that.
I'm sure we can find a topic that you would like to talk about.
Saying it here in public. There's proof.
And worst case, if we just want to have his hobby progress, it will take the hour anyway, so.
Wow.
Well, it's not the first time we mentioned that.
I know, but
even in the old shows.
Yeah. Usually it's me, so I'm surprised. When you lay down the zingers on Yom, it always surprises me.
Ah, it's friendly ribbing.
I know, but you're supposed to be the nice one, right? I'm the less nice one.
Yeah.
That's our defined roles, I think.
I'm the good cop, you're the bad cop.
That's not far from the truth, yeah. How's that gonna work?
Yeah, so Adepticon.
Yeah.
Yeah, going for the first time.
Any big plans?
Right now,
is there anything you really want to do?
Exactly, no. Like, I will try to have some of my stuffies there. I don't have enough stuff to make a boot viable. Like, I don't have enough to sell, that's for sure. So, I have some options open. Maybe see if I have a friend who have a part of a boot that I could just put some miniature on the corner and help out to compensate. Or maybe just bring them in bags, and if people want, sell them direct from my pouches.
That wouldn't be hard.
I don't know yet.
Do you know how easy that would be? I don't know if they would stop you, but if you sat in the free painting area where all the miniature people are,
mm-hmm. Fort Wapple or something.
Yeah, we call
is
it
that the name.
that is its code name. Yes, we call it Fort Wapple.
Okay, I didn't know if it was code or if it was exactly that.
Well, it may become like semi-official now, but
okay,
it's officially the Hobby Lounge.
Okay, not the same thing.
We call it Fort Wapple because, well, it's where Jim hangs out, and he's in charge of it, and his presence dominates it, we'll say
that. Yeah. He mans the fort.
Well, him and Kathy and stuff, but Jim's always there. He doesn't sleep much, so.
He seems to always be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I could do that, but I don't know how much it would be appreciated. Like by the organization and by other vendors too. So, I'll see. That's one of the things, but that's not a major one. I want to the vendor hall and the demo sessions. I love learning about new games, trying new games, so that I'm sure I will lose time there for sure. A lot. I also want to, like I do usually at the well, like I did at last CaptainCon, I'll try to pre-plan games that we don't really play up here with people and get them played. And it's also a good motivator to get stuff painted. Like right now, I'm looking at having a game of World of Twilight Anario with one of these Kermis Supremacy podcast hosts there. So it would be an incentive for me to paint one of my fours and meet him in person for once.
Anario. Do I know that game?
Hmm?
Do I know that game, Anario?
We've mentioned it on the cast once in a while. It's the one with the kind of the Jim Henson-esque.
Yes.
Creatures.
You sculpted the building for.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, sorry. I didn't remember that's what it was called. My bad.
I have minis for it, but I only have a couple painted, one of the critter and one of the character that was to go with the balloon. But I don't have a force painted, so that would be a good incentive. And
how many minis does that game take?
Depends on the size. The starters I have are something like 5 to 8, I think. I'm sure it's at least double that for a full size game, but that's still not that much. So it's entirely doable. I did my Relic Knight crew for CaptainCon in about a week and a half, so I'm sure I can paint another real crew in the time there's still left.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and if we're going to do that, and we're probably going to drive, so we have a bit more space, so I'll probably try to jury-rig some terrain. Not a full table, but maybe a couple huts and some scattered terrain to have a thematic battle, which that's something we've been starting to talk, which faction to pick, and what, depending on what we both own, and other stuff we could bring so people can join or have smaller games at the same time. So,
very cool.
There's that one. I probably will try to get a class with Tom Mason, a sculpting class.
Uh-huh.
Or if I don't get one, but at least meet him in person. I follow his tutorial. I'm part of his Patreon for his mini sculpting show. The Super Sculpting Show, something like that. I always mix up the four words. Mini Super Sculpting Show or Sculpting Super Mini Show.
Whatever it is, you follow it. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. He is a super nice guy.
Yeah.
I met him last year. I had to pick up some stuff for you.
Both. You had to deliver a unicorn and pick up Goblin.
Right. That's what it was. But he was super nice. Nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah, so meet him in person. Probably try to meet other sculptors. Even if just to handshake and do some...
Fanboying?
Yeah, fanboying.
Nothing wrong with being fanboy.
Yeah, and you know a lot of them, so at least you can introduce me, and I can be an annoyance for them a couple of minutes. Let them be after that.
I can't see you annoying anyone, Antoine. That's not you. You are... there's too much intelligent conversation coming out of you for you to be an annoyance. Like, there are people, you know, who annoy them, I'm sure. But, you know, there are people who ask the same stupid question every time. You know, the question they've heard 8 million times already. They've answered. And someone else feels the need to ask it again. It's just like when you go to a panel at Comic-Con or whatever to see an actor talk, and there's always someone that asks like the most retarded question ever, and you just want to club them. So,
yeah, the only thing I'm sure it's like that with the always coming back question of the squats for a 4EK panel.
You know what, now at least they exist again in the 8th Ed, right?
Yeah. They do.
They have official mention, so.
Well, they have a miniature in Necromunda.
That's true. That is true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, there's that. And I'm sure I'll try to find other games. Like, I've never really looked at the program because I wasn't going. But I'll try to... If I can get a game of... Pulp City, I would be happy. Pulp City, Relic Knight, maybe Relic Knight, but those we get to play a bit more air, so that's fine. An Aureal for sure, and I'll have to look at my list. And after that, it's meeting people, going out and getting food. You mentioned food, but like deep dish pizza, that's mythical for me. I have no idea. It seems strange as a concept. But I want to try it, at least.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, pan pizza here from Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah, I know it's not the same. So, lots of things I want to try. And we'll see then. I'll check the program when it's out, the schedule. I'm sure there's a ton of events I would like to attend. Not anything tournament-minded, but maybe historical. Like, I know there's a big pirate scenario, or a ship scenario, at least.
They didn't do that the last couple of years, I don't think.
Oh, no?
You're talking about...
A Fistful of Semen or something like that?
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention the name, because it's questionable, but yes, that game.
I've heard it mentioned still, so Maybe it was just in a more reclusive space, or...
Oh, no, it's so big, I can't see it. Like, it's ridiculously huge, that game. Yeah. Like, the space it takes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it.
But even if it's not there, I'll be able to get a demo of Blood and Plunder. I hear so many good things about that game.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind demo that, too, since I bought a bunch of ships.
Yeah, and I have one, too, so... A sloop from them. I think you have 3D files for ships.
Yep.
Yeah, so we could at least get a demo of that. And the list will go on. There's one, I think, I don't know if you tried it or if you just saw it, but Iterworks, the miniature board game, but the tiles rotate on the board or something like that. I don't know if they were there last year.
Ethereum,
maybe.
Could be.
That sounded interesting, and the only place I've seen it really demoed, well, seen mentioned of it being demoed was at Adepticon. So.
Yeah, that was the company that wasn't Jill working for them at one point.
Yeah, it was supposed to at least.
Yeah, that's Ethereum. Yeah, she has someone I haven't heard from in a while. I don't know what she's up to. Anyway.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff. And if we have listeners that are going, contact us. Yeah, we'd be happy to chat, maybe have a game, or...
Yeah, I'm supposed to play Sam Sedge at 40K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, he asked me at Nova, he's like, we need to get a game in Adepticon. I'm like, a game of what? He's like, 40K. I'm like, yeah, about that. I have 40K miniatures.
Could get a game of Kill Team. Would be a good incentive to get it painted. And finally settle on your daily detail.
No, it'll be painted long before that. I mean,
I know.
I want to play you, right? So, go get it painted. Can't face Antoine without a fully painted army.
That's not true. I play unpainted stuff often. Just not for games where I already have stuff painted. But new games, I don't have that...
That qualm?
Qualm, yeah. Moral limitation.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's moral, really. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
I know what you mean.
And I especially don't mind if my opponent have unpainted stuff. Like, it's your hobby. You do what you want with it.
Yeah, I've never cared about that either.
If I have painted
intimidates people.
Yeah, go.
See, I often find it intimidates people. Like, they just assume that I don't want to play them if... Yeah. Because my rule for me is that my army has to be painted.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to be like, no. You can put whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah. And I don't even need to be fully painted. It's just if I have stuff painted to play it, I will limit myself to that. But if I don't have a painted force, I will still try a game, still play a game, waiting for it to finally get the painting table. I'm too slow a painter to limit myself from playing unpainted. two-soy player combined with lover of too many new games. That's not a good combination. I need to pick up speed. Maybe not as much as somebody like Ash, who paints a new faction every week. But
that's pretty incredible. I see people do stuff like that. Like, yeah, I paint fast. Even I wouldn't be able to do that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I just don't have that type of stamina.
Mm-hmm. On your side, do you have anything you're looking forward to for Adepticon? Apart from the community people view of it.
Yeah.
And I know we're not close to it, so I'm sure there's stuff that's going to be announced in the meantime. Or are scheduled, so other stuff will probably be added up.
I'd like to take some more classes this year, but I find it tough because our dollar is so weak that it makes classes a pretty expensive proposition right now.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Well, that's totally not gonna... Sorry. I'm trying to do something, and my focus is... Is there? Give me one second. I'm busily screwing up my model. Yeah. So, I'd like to take my cousin's class on comic book painting. I really find that interesting as a style. And I see it working for a lot of things in a kind of cool way. I'd like to do some sort of bust painting, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I mean, for actual organized gameplay...
Are you going to be dragged into a Guild Ball team tournament with Steve again? Or no, Steve isn't.
Steve's not going.
Yeah, that's true.
So I am safe this year from that.
Maybe Yom will try to get you into one.
Well, those are kind of fun, though, because they're you each play three players. There's no captains. Mascots are optional.
Yeah.
So you end up with some really kind of kooky stuff.
Weird format, yeah.
Well, I think it could totally be funny playing, Brewers and Union together.
Yep.
Well, fun for us. I think it'd be fun for anyone to play against us. But I'm sure you could do some crazy, wacky stuff with that. Man, I hadn't given it much thought, to be honest, because it's still so far out,
yeah.
And things change. And last year, when the prices kind of went up on the classes, at least they seemed to, which again, I'm not necessarily against. I believe painters deserve to get paid. They have to try to live. But with our dollar being so weak, to take a couple hour class and pay $60 US for it, to $70 US.
It adds up quickly.
Yeah, it hurts. So,
I'm sure we'll come back to it in the coming months, before the event. It's still what. 5 months out, something like that.
Yeah, at least, right?
6 months out, even, I think. 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's in March.
Oh, it's in March this year, okay. So 5 months out. So we have a lot of time to see what the schedule is and see what company is there, which new games are there, which new classes or events show up or pop up.
Yeah. Well, the classes, so the instructors have already got their classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can kind of ping people on the down low and be like, hey, what are you teaching this year? Are you teaching this year? Yeah.
But you need to know them. There's not a compile list available yet for that.
No. You have to talk to people.
Yeah, I've seen Mike.
Which is a scary thing for most gamers.
Yeah. But not online.
That's true.
At the con, they will be more quiet.
This is true. So you're saying you've seen Mike's schedule?
Yeah, he's giving the class 3 times. I can dig it out. I've seen that.
Oh, he's got a weird Sunday morning slot too.
I don't remember, but I'll get them out. So at least he's doing the same class 3 times. The comic, comic style, and the miniature he's going to use is one of Tom Mason's cartoon adventurers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a cool miniature for that. I don't know how I feel about this guy, Antoine.
Oh, no?
I'm doing some glazing here, and the more I glaze, the worse he gets. So,
Send me pics after the show, and we'll talk about that.
Well, maybe he's okay. It's tough to say. I have to wait for stuff to dry. And
I'll bring him with you Friday if we have our gaming night.
Well... Since you're coming to my house, I'd hope I'd bring him with me.
Oh, that's true. We're switching places. Yeah, that's totally not interesting for the people.
Anyone listening, you're welcome to come to my house and play games. No,
yeah,
I don't actually mean that.
Gaming spot for this weekend. I forgot that.
Yeah. Should be cool. All right, hey, let's get to a main topic, because we had one.
I think that was good for a main topic for the time we've recorded.
Okay, we could do that. I don't know, how long have we been recording?
An hour.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Time so flies when you're...
That's enough.
Time flies when you're painting ugly miniatures.
I think we can just cover some of the news stuff we've seen. And or do you want to talk about the other thing? If we don't go long, I think
we're going to go... We'll keep it in the back burner for now.
Okay.
We can say we're going to record our show later this week. With an old friend. So we're going to record next week's show a bit early. We're going to record it this week. And we're going to have Elizabeth Beckley on the show. She is an old friend of ours.
Yeah, she was on one episode previously when we did the longer versions.
Yeah, but we've also known her for a long time. We've been a lot of time talking to her. Sure. And, you know, she stayed in my house and she's met my kids. So that qualifies her as a friend. She's threatened to steal my children. I should have let her.
At least one. It's so much easier with just one.
Yeah, back when my daughter was super adorable, I should have been like, yeah, take her. But at the time, I didn't know what was coming.
Well, our sleep schedule would fit with an artist at home, though.
That's true. That's true. Anyway, we're all over the place again. So yeah, she's going to be on, and we're going to be discussing Patreons.
Yes.
And the kind of huge surge in the hobby Patreons and what it means for people and just kind of like what our thoughts on it. Liz operates, along with her partners, a very successful Patreon. And I like to think it's a very good one. It produces a lot of content and they have a lot to offer. That's Miniature Monthly with her and Aaron Lovejoy and Matt DiPietro.
Mm-hmm.
So all recognizable names.
And we know other painters who have them. Even we know personally some, and there are so many online too.
Yeah, we mentioned Mike already with his comic painting style, but he has the Epic Duck Patreon.
Right? Yeah, support his Twitch streaming and his YouTube videos.
That's another thing we should throw in there too, is the advent of Twitch streaming miniature painters. So that also seems to be a dime a dozen.
Yep. New media.
Yeah, look, it's a brave new world, right?
Yep.
We're doing more to get the name out there to get to, well, not us, because we don't care if anyone listens to us. That's not true. Keep listening. We're not trying to promote it. We're not looking as a revenue stream, right? We're just having some fun and talking some smack, and, you know, talking some politics, getting us our one-star reviews.
Yeah, one star.
Well, we all know that star is you, Antoine, so...
Yeah, but when it's 1 out of 5, it's not that as good as being the star.
you're the reason I keep coming back every week.
I'm your star, Paul.
I ever told you you're my hero?
Yeah.
You are the wind beneath my wings? There's quite the bromance going on here, folks, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I secretly long for Antoine. I guess not so secretly anymore. He's one fine French-Canadian man.
Let's move on. So that's next week's show.
I don't know. Oh, I'm just going to chalk it up to being exhausted and painting this model is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he looks horrible.
I don't know what to do. Take a break. Take a breather. Look at it tomorrow. You'll see if it's a good idea to continue or...
I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. But you might have a different view with some rest and a different light.
And enough alcohol? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. So, apart from next week's show, let's... talk about some new stuff that came out in the last week or had been announced. We're going to go quick. I just have 3 items this week. The first one that's been going on for a while, but it's finally getting released. The Other Side by Weird Miniatures. So,
That wasn't released already?
Nope.
Holy crap. Okay.
Yeah, it's been 2 years, I think now. And the rules and cards are available online for free. They've started to do that for Malifaux too, or they will with the third edition. So now they launched the Other Side that way, and the miniatures will be on general release soon if it's not already the case. But the rules are now available and in multiple language if you want to take a look at them. So,
are the rules different than Malifaux?
Yes, they are. I don't know how much. I don't know if it's a complete change. Do they still use cards? Do they use them the same way? I don't know. I've not looked at them yet. I've bookmarked them to take a look, but I've not delved into it yet.
That strikes me as a very interesting choice. When you have an established system that seems to work well.
Yeah, but they want a different scale of engagement, I think.
Okay.
So,
I guess this is a larger scale, because Malfo doesn't have that many.
Yeah, I think it's larger, more miniatures, and Malfo is so grainy, maybe? I don't know if it's the right word.
Granular?
Granular, yeah, granular. So, correct root, wrong usage. So granular that if you scale up, if you add too many miniatures to it, it's got bogged down. So I think this is a quicker version, for the similar number of miniatures. So made to go for bigger engagements. And it fits with the size of the miniatures. I think they have bigger models and rules are made to represent that. So that was the first item. The second one, this is a release by Carol Rodick, Lady Sibylla. It's a bust of a vampire. Yeah, a vampire, a female vampire bust. And she looks good.
Yeah, we'll check this out.
Lots of skin.
Well, it is a vampire bust. Ba-doom-tsh. Strategically placed bone bra. Yep. You're right, though. She does look good. She's got a neat face. I like the features. I mean, obviously she's busty, but the armor's cool. Yeah. The hair is cool. No, well, it's a certain amount of fan service, but we've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure.
We've seen a lot worse.
Yeah.
I really like the facial expression.
Mm-hmm.
The lips slightly apart, her eyes, the way they're positioned. I like the hairstyle and the headdress. I think you're going to have a lot of fun with that model.
Yeah. It's a limited piece, so a limited edition, only 300. So don't wait too long if you want one. And it's clocking at 59 euros. For a bus, it's 1/10, so it's pretty big. So I think the price is fine.
That seems pretty reasonable for most things.
Yeah. So it's been released a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know how many of the 300s are still available. I know it's still available, but I don't know how many of them are still on the market. So don't wait too long.
Don't delay if you decide you want one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. I ever wonder why people do limited runs like that? Hype so that it goes through quickly, so they get their money back faster, their return investment.
And especially for pieces like that, the molds pretty cost a lot. So you really don't want to create a new mold just for a couple and sink money into it.
Yeah, you don't want to trickle money trickling in over time, right? You want one big rush and then you're done, I guess.
I think so. It might come into general release maybe later, but. There are some that are in general, some that are on limited edition. Might also be based on license agreement with the artist that did the sketch, maybe, or stuff like that.
I hadn't considered that. See, that's why it's good to have you on the show, Antoine. You think of these things, being an artiste yourself, sculptor extraordinaire.
That's a big use of the word.
Well, I think you're extraordinary.
Yeah. We won't go back to that. So we'll finish with the last piece, a lot smaller model, 28mm infantry model, Eilish Garrity, the Occultist. So this is a mercenary solo for War Machine and Ords, in fact. He works for every faction, I think.
Yeah, he does. Sorry, if you're wondering why I'm doing that to the doc, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to click the link so I can see what the model looks like. And it's duplicating the line every time I click. There it goes.
Yeah, it was released originally with the first no edition Prime. Of No Quarter Prime. But No Quarter Prime was in limited number, so everybody can use that model. It's pretty good in the game, but it was only available to a select few that could get the magazine before it ran out. It got sold out. So now, at least after a year, I think, it's finally more than a year because the No Quarter Poem was bi-monthly.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, more than a year is finally available in general release for all of us who didn't get it. And I think it looks better, so that's a good thing.
Yes, he does. That's absolutely true.
So next time I think about War Machine to play it for real, I might add it to my minions.
Yeah, he's a great model. He's like in everyone's list.
Yeah. Gives you an idea of how good he is. Especially yeah, exactly. If every factions want him. Not just some factions. So, yeah.
Well, he's got Puppet Master, right? So,
yeah.
It's a good ability.
Mm-hmm. So, cool model and a cool release for the game because everybody has access to it. And it's no longer just those few elites who got it early or wanted to shell out the price that was asked for it on the eBay.
Yeah, that was ridiculous too.
Yeah.
That was something. I don't know what it was, but it was something. The good news is, Antoine, I think I may have saved this guy.
Good.
Another quick going over with my number 8 brush, and the armor looks like it's coming back to where I wanted it. Yay.
Yeah. We'll exchange photos after the show. My ogre went well. All the rivets are done, and I've been lining the armor plates, so I think I only have the hammer left. Hammer and feet.
I ain't there yet. He's not photo-worthy quite yet.
Oh, yeah, but you just started on it. The ogre I've started in January, so...
Hey, fair point. Yeah, but last show I painted a whole model in one show, right?
So. Yeah, for sure.
I'm falling behind. I'm losing my touch, Antoine.
I don't think so. You have the magic touch, Paul.
That's what my wife tells me. All right, on that note, I will see you next week, Antoine. It's been an amazing cast, as always.
Thanks for reckoning with me.
Yeah, please, please come back and listen to us again, folks. I didn't mean anything.
Especially in nothing political.
No, I am not political at all. I'm Canadian. On that note, I'll talk to you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.